Praise the Lord, everyone. Happy Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And I hope you could still hear me. This has been quite a episode trying to get on Pal Talk tonight. Happy New Year to everyone from One and Messiah Congregation. Praise the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to bless this night. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we pray your part, your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh upon us on this new month, this beginning, Lord and God, of the year. The beginning of the year. Lord, we thank and praise you for this month, for Aviv and Nisan. We give you the praise and the glory that we can experience your new year as opposed to Pope Gregory's that we've been trained with. Lord, we pray that you'll bless tonight, bless the reading, put a wall of fire around and about us. I pray, Lord and God, you'll teach us something new, something we didn't know. We thank you for this day. It's been a beautiful day in the mighty name of the Messiah. I pray you'll heal those tonight that need healing in their bodies, Father. Father, look down upon everyone in the body of the Messiah. Touch and heal them now, Father, in the mighty name of the Messiah. Deliver those that need deliverance. Lord, save those that need to be saved, Lord and God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bring us back to Israel soon, one of these days, Lord, in the mighty name of the Messiah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I want to say happy Rosh Chodesh, happy New Year. This is God's New Year. Even though Judaism has four or five New Years, God only has one New Year. And it's we're going to be reading about it tonight. Today is March 20th. And we're in the month of Nisan, okay? Now, when you break the Nisan down, you have the word Nes. Nes in Hebrew today means miracle. And if anyone is as old as me, you remember where it says, remember there's a coffee that was Nescafe? Anybody ever remember that? Well, that used to be called the little miracle coffee because you put the little coffee in the cup. That was the first one. I think you stir it and all of a sudden you got instant coffee. So this word Nes is miracle. And, okay. So now, of course, instant coffee nowadays is like, there's a million of them. I'm talking about in the beginning. But anyway, in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, you have the word right there, the word Nes, and it's ensign. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand up for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest, this is the Mashiach, shall be glorious. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. So I just thank the Lord for the Messiah. If anybody wants to invite anyone to the room, please do it. We are One and Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach. Praise the Lord. Okay, this word Nes, you can also find it in the concordances. It means the same thing, a standard, a banner, a pole. It means like an ensign. So it's very interesting, the word Nisan. If you break it down, you parse the Hebrew word, okay? So anyway, this Nisan, Nes, is it's a common masculine singular absolute in the grammar. And, of course, even in the Targum, the word Nes means miracle. We went over this last week. I just want to refresh everyone's memory. Just like the word Ha'aviv, in the English Bible, you will see Abib, okay? But in the Hebrew Bible, you'll see Ha'aviv. And when you break that down, you have Ha, which is the direct object. The direct object. It says Ha. Av is father. And Yud and V equal the number 12. So you can break this down to mean something to the effect the father of 12, like the 12 apostles, the 12 tribes, or you can break it down to the father of 3. There's 3 that bear record in heaven. The Yud and the Vav equal 3. Does everybody understand that? So there's many ways you could look at all this. I want to say happy Rosh Chodesh to everyone. Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Click on the banner above if you don't know what I'm talking about. Now, we find the word Nisan right there in the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 7, which the number 3 and the number 7 is very significant in the Bible. It says, in the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of the King Hasharias, they cast Pur. And, of course, that's the first month Nisan. I just want you to see that the word Nisan is in the Bible, the first month, the first day of the month. Now, what everyone probably is not used to, believe it or not, this is the anniversary today of the creation of the world. Mm-hmm. okay? Because it's the first month, the first day of the month, okay? I want everyone to understand that. This is the anniversary of the creation of the world. Genesis, Bereshit. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Ruach, the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Just like today is the first day of the first month, okay? So everyone should know this is the anniversary of the creation of time. Isn't that amazing? Obviously, God created light before he created the sun. And I want everyone to see this. This is very important. Can everyone still hear me? I want to make sure you could hear me.
Yep.
Okay, praise the Lord. God created light before he created the sun. And the sun was the greater light was created on the fourth day. And that's proven in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. I want everyone to understand that the greater light and the lesser light, they're not stars, how God shows a difference there. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So God created all this on the fourth day. Does everybody see that? Okay, good. Now, there is always a difference showed among the light, the sun, the stars, and the moon in the Bible. Even though today's science and today's what you learn in school is so different. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 2 says, listen how God separates it. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You follow what I mean? Yeah. Even though today everyone thinks the sun is a star, it's not. The sun is the sun, the stars are the stars, the moon is the moon, and there's independent light even of the sun, or of the moon, or of whatever. Psalm 74:16 says, the day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Okay? Praise the Lord. Anyway, getting back to Happy New Year, very important. Of course, we read in the beginning that we just read in Genesis, in the beginning was the Word, Hadavah, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise the Lord. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the Mashiach, by the Word of God. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. In the Messiah is, without the Son, you do not have eternal life. And there's life in the Son only. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John, Yohanan. Mm-hmm. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now John, of course, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Amen. That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. Now listen to this. Whoever doesn't believe that the Messiah is the Word of God and that He is God, I want you to listen to this verse. The Messiah, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. Praise the Lord. And the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, the Jews, and of course they didn't even receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but this Messiah, the Word of God, was born of a virgin, and nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. He's begotten of the Holy Spirit, and the Word, God's Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So this new year is a sign of the anniversary of the creation of everything. It's also a indication of a redemption was going on here. We see the redemption in Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. So it's a time of redemption also. Today is the anniversary of the creation of the world, the first day, the first month.
Yeah, she's asking. Yes. The beginning of creation. How do you know that?
Well, because it's the first day of the first month. Mm-hmm. Does everybody hear that? Today is the first day of the first month, right now, Rosh Chodesh. So if it's the first day in the first month, if you go back to Genesis, what was created on the first day? God created the heavens and the earth on the first day, right? Praise the Lord. I think that is so beautiful. I mean, you know, there's only one first day, right? And this is, and today's the first day of the first month of the year. So praise the Lord. And it's the redemption. The day came, this day came you out of the month Aviv, Ha-Aviv, that's Exodus 13:4. Now, it's very important in Deuteronomy, Devarim, it says 16:1, observe the month Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God, for in the month of Abib, or Aviv, the Lord thy God brought thee out of the land of Egypt. So it's very important. Mm-hmm. Yes, this month is a very important month. We're going to be doing the Spring Feast of the Lord, and it's very important. So far we have the creation of the world, we have the redemption of Israel, and we have the tabernacle was set up, and the glory of the Lord was in the cloud. In Exodus, last week's Torah portion talked all about this. On the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year of the on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was reared up. Praise the Lord. And this is so beautiful because when we read last week's portion, we see the Kavod HaElohim, the glory of God, was right there in the tabernacle. So this is a special month. I mean, a lot of interesting things happened. Praise the Lord. And it's also, of course, like I'm telling you, it's the beginning of months. Chag Sameach, yes, Chag Sameach. Happy Rosh Chodesh. Chag is C-H-A-G. Sameach looks all right. It's the beginning of months. This month, this is Exodus chapter 12, okay? Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. It says, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It's the first month of the year to you. Praise the Lord. So there's no Tishrei in the Bible. That is wrong. There's no Tishrei in the Hebrew Bible. Tishrei does not exist in the Hebrew Bible. That's made up in Judaism. This is called the new year is in Nisan, and it's in Ha'aviv. So everyone, please erase the word Tishrei from your mind. There's no word Tishrei in the Hebrew Bible. That is made up in Judaism land. Shalom there, Ashley's. How are you? We hope Gabriel feels better. Praise the Lord. The name of the seventh month, you go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2. The name of the seventh month is called Ha'ethanim. Okay? Go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2. And I warn everyone to get away from Judaism, please. Happy New Year to everyone. Praise the Lord. Well, getting back to this study right here, so far we have the creation of the earth and the heavens and the earth. We have the redemption from Pharaoh and Egypt. We have, of course, the tabernacle was reared up and the glory of God rested upon the tabernacle. And we have now, it's the beginning of months. It's the first month of the year to you. And I'm just not going to read all these verses to you, but it says many places, the beginning of the month. Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. And in the day of your gladness and your solemn days and in the beginning of your months, you shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offerings. We just blew the trumpet too, so I hope everyone likes that. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yes, I'm just showing this is the beginning of months. Numbers 28:11 says the same thing. And in the beginning of months, you shall offer a burnt offering. Okay. In the chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, a land which the Lord God careth for. Now, Israel is definitely a land which God cares for. I want everyone to understand God knows exactly the beginning of the year and the end of the year. You know why? Because the eyes of the Lord, thy God, are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. So yeah. Praise the Lord. That's Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12. This is very important. You know, this new year is a wonderful time, and I hope everyone can feel the new year. The new moon has been spotted, of course, tonight at what time did they spot it?
Spotted it in Israel.
5:55?
Yeah, Israel.
We got an email from Israel. They spotted it tonight at 5:55. So I know some people said they spotted it earlier today, but we just got the letter from Israel. So praise the Lord. It's definitely new moon. It's definitely, new year. And I just praise the Lord. Now, this Bereshon Be'echad Lechodesh, the first month, the first day of the month, of course, we're going to just jot down. I'm just going to go over a few events that took place. This is very important. It says, where can we find the spotting? If you go to if you go to a Karaite website, they might have it right on their website. They have pictures of it. Yesterday, I think Nehemiah Gordon had something about the barley, I think. Yeah. Something. I don't know if he found the new moon. I think he was just the barley. That was today we got, yes. But just to go over a few things for today, just to reiterate and do a recap of certain events in the new moon, we see that it came Genesis 8:13, and it came to pass in the 601st year, the first month, it says the first day of the month, the waters dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. So this is very important. Praise the Lord. We see that the ground was dried. That's today. Isn't that amazing?
That was today.
So if you were on the ark looking out the window, you'd see, it's dried up. Exodus 40, verse 2, it says, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle, which I read earlier. This is very important too, which we read in last week's Torah portion. The tabernacle is reared up, and the kavod of the Lord, the glory of God, descended upon it. And I just thank God now we are the temple of the living God, and God wants to walk in us and be in us. Praise the name of the Lord. The cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. It says, Va yachas he'anan et ohel moed. It says, Uchavod Yehovah, Malei et Hamishchan. And that's exactly what it says. Praise the Lord. The glory of the Lord, the Chavod. You know, I know a lot of people use the word Shekhinah. Shekhinah is not in the Bible. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. And the Shekhinah is a feminine word. And you got to be very careful. It's more important and more accurate to say Chavod Yehovah or Chavod Yehovah. It's the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, okay? That's more important because that's in the Bible. Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Oh, it was probably beyond our imaginations. It says, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeyings. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. Praise the Lord. And the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeyings. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read a few more of these things, but before I read, I want to let everyone know, today was a very exciting day. Today I got to talk to so many people today around the world, around the country, I should say. And I had some wonderful talks, and I had some studies today, again, with different people. This Thursday, I've been invited to meet with a pastor in where I live here in town, in a place called Franklin, Tennessee. And they want to know about the Passover. So I'm going to be going to do a teaching at their congregation, as the Passover comes. Also, I got another call, so I praise the Lord for that. That was a miracle. And also, I also talked to another man. I'm going to be this Friday I'm going to be doing two different radio broadcasts, which will be broadcast on shortwave. So I've been invited again to do some teachings about the Passover. The Lord moved today. So today, I got to be honest, since I got up this morning at like 6:30, 7 o'clock till tonight, I only laid down for a few minutes because my head was so full talking to people. And we were a little late tonight because another lady called from North Carolina, and she wanted to know all about everything. And, you know, so praise the Lord. So the Lord is definitely moving in our congregation, and yes, I think the Lord is going to be doing some different things. Praise the Lord. Getting back to tonight's New Year, I feel it's new today to me because this is all new things happening. Somebody inviting me to go do the Passover. I mean, come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyway, getting back to the study, Exodus 12:2. Everyone should definitely read the whole chapter of Exodus tonight if you get a chance, because it's all about the Passover that's coming. And it definitely says that this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It's the first month of the year to you. In the first month of the 14th day of the month, at even, you shall eat the unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. And of course, that's what we'll be doing. But tonight we're just talking about New Year. It's the New Year of God, as opposed to, I'm so tired of hearing about Pope Gregory's New Year. When in January, when everything is frozen and dead, God's New Year, you look out the window, the flowers are growing, the trees are growing, everything's coming back to life. It feels new. It feels wonderful. So make sure everywhere you go, you tell everybody, Happy New Year. And if they don't believe you, you say, pull out your Bible, go to Exodus chapter 12, read them verse 2, and say, this is God's New Year. Praise the Lord. Of course, Leviticus 23:5 says it's the Lord's Passover, which we'll be doing. This month is a special month. We'll be doing, of course, on the 14th is Passover. On the 15th is the first day of unleavened bread, is a Sabbath. And we do that for 7 days. The last day of unleavened bread is a Sabbath. And then, of course, we do, right in the middle of the unleavened bread, we have Chag Bikurim, which is the first fruits, which is the resurrection of Mashiach, the Messiah. And then, of course, we end the whole thing with 50 days from the first fruits or from the resurrection is Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, or better known as Pentecost, when God gave the Torah in this third month of God called Sivan, and when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, descended upon the Jews that were in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2. So praise the Lord. There's a lot going on this month, and I just praise the Lord for this month. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll just move along here in Numbers. We see there's one event that isn't so happy. Of course, this month we see that in Numbers 20, then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, which is Nisan Aviv, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam, there's Miriam, she died there and was buried there. Mm-hmm. So she's buried right there in Kadesh, in the desert of Zin. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, many, many years ago. Many, many, many years ago. Okay, and of course, that was one sad thing that took place. But you know, this month, we'll have many beautiful things of God. Happy New Year to everyone. Anyway, we see that in Numbers 33:3, that the children of Israel departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the month, which is first day of unleavened bread. And on the morrow, after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of course, if you go to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 12:15, and it says, these are they that went over Jordan in the first month, which had overflown all its banks. There's many, many, many scriptures about the first month. You could look them up in your concordances. There's many scriptures about Nisan. There's many scriptures about Aviv. You might find it a blessing just to sit home and just read all the chapters pertaining to all these different things. And there's many, many things, you know, in the Bible. You can read all the Chronicles that the first day of the first month, they went to sanctify on the eighth day of the month. They came to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. That's 1 Chronicles 27:17. If anybody wants to know where I'm reading, I'm reading on the link above, please. Please, if you want to know where I'm reading, just click on the link above and scroll down. Okay? 2 Chronicles 29:17, there it is. They began on the first day of the first month. It says, Be'echad, be'echad, lechodesh, ha'rishon. Okay? In the first day of the first month. So it says, Be'echad, everyone should learn that. La'chodesh, say that. It says, ha'rishon. Praise the Lord. Hakshivu, hakshivu, listen.
No, this is
okay,
RTF,
praise the Lord.
This is an RTF file, isn't
this
it?
This is an RTF file,
so
yes.
Open in Word or something.
Yes, it's going to open in a Word file. Yes, it opens in
WordPad,
yes.
WordPad, whatever you have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Okay. You could see also, you could read some more in Chronicles 35:1. There's the Passover again. We have the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 9. We have the first day of the first month began he to go up to Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. Praise the Lord. And if you, I'm just reading you one verse, but you can go read all the chapters tonight when you, of course, if you have time, read Ezra chapter 7, Ezra chapter 10. Different things took place there. They had to put away their strange wives on the first day of the first month. Sometimes you might have to put away your strange husband too. Anyone who does not want to adhere to the word of God. I mean, you know, enough's enough. Ezekiel 29:17. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord, Hadavah Elohim, came unto Ezekiel. Just thinking about today, the word of the Lord. And I got to be honest with you, today I actually felt the Spirit of God in my house. And I was so happy. I thought God is going to, I was talking to some lady for over an hour, hour and a half or something. And she said to me, she goes, well, how come I don't see you nowhere? How come I don't hear about you nowhere? So I said, God, I don't know why. How come I'm not anywhere? Where? How am I going to do it, God? We don't have millions of dollars. We need people to get behind us with finances so we can get the word out. So after, right after that, when I was praying, all of a sudden that man called, wanted me to come to his congregation. And then another guy, man, was thinking about me, he said, and he wants me to be on his radio station. So God, you know, God's going to put me where he wants me. And God doesn't need me, but he needs all of us to broadcast the word of God. So it's not just me. I hope everyone starts proclaiming the feast of the Lord, proclaiming the new year. Let the word of the Lord come to you and read his word in the first day of the first month. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 29:17. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord talks. Praise the Lord. And the word of the Lord isn't just little words floating in space. The word of the Lord comes in many images. Praise the Lord. God is a spirit. His word is spirit and his word is life. Praise the Lord. So we have Ezekiel. The word of the Lord is always coming to Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Even Joshua. We have Yehoshua. Joshua. In chapter 4, verse 19. In the 10th day of the first month, he encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And you guys know the story there. Praise the Lord. That whole story about Jericho, that's a shadow of the end of the world, a shadow of the Messiah. And one day I'll go through that again with you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Esther, Hadassah, in the first month, that is the month Nisan. And then you can read the whole story there in the book of Esther. Of course, we did Purim, last month. And that was a beautiful thing to do, Purim.
That's the day that's the month they cast the lot.
This is the Nisan when in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month Adar, which we did last month, when they, it says, then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to Haman had commanded, this is the bad things, unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people and of every province according to the writing thereof. And to and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. So there's good things and bad things, you know. But of course, if you read the whole book of Esther,
there's victory.
There is victory. Yes, praise the Lord. God always wins in the end. God just wants to see what you're going to do. Are you going to waver? Are you going to doubt him? Are you going to forsake him? No, God is ready to answer you. Praise the Lord. Yes, the Lord has his own calendar. We do not follow rabbinic calendars here. We follow the calendar of the Almighty, El Shaddai. Praise the Lord. God has his own calendar in the Bible. If you go right here, let's see. It says, let's see, in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1, it came to pass in the month Nisan. There's a whole episode right there with Artaxerxes. You could read that. Of course, Nehemiah and Ezra are wonderful brothers, which we'll get to meet one day. One day you'll be sitting around a table. Maybe, of course, the Messiah will be there. And you might be sitting with Moses, and maybe you'll be sitting with Elijah, and maybe you'll meet Miriam, who actually gave birth to Yeshua. You'll be able to ask so many questions that will keep you busy throughout eternity. Praise the Lord. I want to ask God where he came from. Anyway, the book of Joel is very important. The book of Daniel, also things took place there by the river Hiddekel, okay? But Joel has an interesting verse, which I think pertains to the end. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Praise the Lord. So this is a very important month. I wasn't going to make this study tonight too long, but there is a lot of chapters you could read, okay? I want to say, does anyone have any questions or anything you'd like to say about, of course, this month? I say, praise the Lord, Happy New Year, Happy Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and for Aviv, Ha'aviv. This is also the time of the barley. Of course, many different things will be taking place. Does anybody have any questions, any comments, or anything you'd like to say? We are One of Messiah congregation. If you'd like to send us anything or any letters, if you'd like to get behind us with any finances, you can always go to our website. We have a thing there with PayPal. Or if you prefer to send us a check or of any kind of offering to God, you could send it to One of Messiah congregation. And that's P.O. Box 254, that's Franklin, Tennessee, 37065, okay? We are One of Messiah congregation. We are Jews still trying to get our own building. One of these days, I have a funny feeling we might get one of these days. Praise the Lord. So I'll put the address on the screen for you. You could send any kind of letters to us right to that address. If you'd like to email me, I'm Malachi at One of Messiah Congregation, okay? And this is very important. So please acknowledge the Feast of the Lord, proclaim the Feast of the Lord, proclaim the New Year. Get away from all the paganism of Catholicism. Get away from the paganism of Judaism. And start joining the doctrine of the Mashiach, the Messiah. I say God bless you and Chag Sameach. I'm going to blow the trumpet one more time here. So after I blow the trumpet, then we'll take some questions or we'll take some comments. And I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you, and from One of Messiah congregation. I'll take questions and comments now. God bless you.